Cup of Stars, written by Fine Meal and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Danny Fenton. He's not panicking. He's not. However, he's panicking maybe a little bit. Just a tad. In his defense, would you know what to get for a godlike figure of space for Christmas? Everything he can think of just feels like it falls short. A book on stars? No, he knows all the stars. Maybe a story of all the constellations? Danny already knows all those stories by heart. A blanket of stars? Danny doesn't even use blankets unless he's cuddling Tim. That would just be a gift for Tim, not Danny. Tim wastes so much time pacing around and thinking about what to get Danny that he realizes he has to get Danny his gift by tomorrow and panics even more. Time for the last resort, Tim mutters, pulling his phone out. Punching in the number, he raises the phone to his ear.
Hey, Timmy, what can I do for you?
Tim ends up at Wayne Manor, his entire family there. It's humiliating, asking all of them for help on what to get his boyfriend. He really only wanted Dick's advice, but Dick insisted he should get everyone's advice. So, here he is, at the manor, listening to all of them bicker about what to get Danny. This was the worst idea Tim ever had. You should get him chocolate. He likes chocolate. It's romantic and a gift, Dick chimes into the conversation. That's a dumb idea. That's something you get someone for Valentine's Day, not Christmas, Jason sneers, raising a challenging eyebrow. I still think you should get him a weapon of some kind, Damien states, arms crossed. He's well-versed in a variety of weapons. One could always use more. Tim opens his mouth to tell Damien exactly why that's a bad idea when someone else chimes in. Damien, he doesn't even like weapons that much. He just likes that you're proud of your collection, Stephanie informs Damien, sticking a tongue out when Damien throws a knife into the wall behind her. No knives in the wall, Damien, Bruce's tired voice chides, frowning at his phone. According to this website, you could get him a scratch-off adventure challenge. Danny likes adventures. He likes superheroes. Maybe you could get him a comic book, Barbara states, seeing Tim's face sour at Bruce's idea. Tim doesn't have the heart to tell her that Danny doesn't really like comic books. Not anymore, at least. My life has been one giant comic run, I feel like, Danny had told him once, as they were watching a movie together. Reading comic books is too dull now. Danny hadn't needed to say that sometimes it brought back bad memories. Tim understood, after all, and had just kissed his cheek and held him a bit tighter that night. What about a custom star map? Duke pipes up, after a moment of speculating. You know, a star map of exactly what the sky looked like on the day he was born and where. Tim offers a smile at the idea, but internally thinks about how that's what he got him last Christmas. It's a good idea, but Tim already used it. He got that for Danny last year, Cass speaks up, sitting in the corner deep in thought. Tim looks at Cass, honestly hoping for her to have a good idea. Cass is the most observant and always gives the best gifts. Surely she would have... Cass just shrugs at Tim after thinking, signing, I'm not sure. Everything I can think of, you've already gotten him. Tim groans, putting his face in his hands. He doesn't know what to get him, and his family doesn't have a clue either. They're a team of detective vigilantes, and even together, they can't think of what to get the Ancient of Space for Christmas. It's fine. Thanks for you guys' help. I'm just gonna go home and see if I can think of anything there, Tim states, after everyone's voices begin to overlap and merge. Dick offers a small smile, a regretful one. Pulling Tim into a goodbye hug, Dick says softly, Sorry we couldn't help you, Timmy. Tim shrugs as he pulls away from Dick, offering a small smile. It's okay, it was worth a shot anyway. Dick smiles as Tim heads for the door. He goes to grab his coat when Alfred hands it to him. Thanks, Alfred, Tim says softly, shrugging the coat on. If I may, Master Tim, Alfred starts as Tim goes for the door. Pausing, Tim looks up at Alfred, raising an eyebrow. Yeah? Master Danny likes hot drinks, yes? Alfred states. Yeah? Tim asks, furrowing his brows. It's my understanding he has nothing to drink them with of his own, Alfred continues, raising a brow. Tim looks at Alfred, confused for a second. Then, all of a sudden, it comes to him. Oh my God, Alfred, you're a genius, Tim cheers, pulling the elder in for a tight hug. Alfred just hums, hugging Tim back with one arm. "Just an idea, sir," Alfred says bemusedly, as Tim pulls back. "Next time I'll go to you," Tim hollers behind him, as he flies out the door to go to the store. "Very good, sir," Alfred calls after him, door closing. Tim smiles brightly as he holds the gift Danny gave him in his hands. "Is this?" Tim looks up, grin wider than before. "A lens to let you take pictures of ectoplasmic beings?" Danny asks, grinning as he sits back in his chair. "Maybe." Tim sets it down carefully before jumping onto Danny's lap to cover his face with kisses, punctuating every "thank you" with a kiss. Danny laughs as Tim kisses him with gratitude, accepting them all. Tim eventually clambers off Danny, but not before giving him a very big kiss of gratitude. "I'm glad you like it so much," Danny states softly, his lips bruised. "It's a better gift than I think I got for you," Tim admits, blushing brightly. Danny grabs Tim's hand and kisses it lightly. "I'm sure I'll love it." Tim nods as he hands Danny the present, trying not to fiddle anxiously. Fortunately, his boyfriend is not cruel and quickly opens the gift, pulling out... "Is this a mug with stars on it?" Danny asks, looking at it with wide eyes. "With your favorite constellation inside, yeah," Tim states, smiling shyly. "You always make us warm drinks, and after you broke your cat mug, I thought..." Danny kisses Tim suddenly, pulling him in. It's soft, slow, loving, as if Danny is telling Tim how much he loves it with this kiss. When Danny pulls back, Tim is a little dazed. "I love it," Danny whispers, kissing him again. "My little cup of stars." The end.